And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful morning here in Coffeyville. Right now, 35 degrees. We'll warm it up to the mid-60s today. And joining me in studio this morning, the principal of Roosevelt Middle School here in Coffeyville, we have Principal Jeff Pegues. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you in here today. And we're going to go over several topics. And one of the first ones we want to talk about, how has the status been at school this year? Obviously, it's a weird year because of COVID-19 and lots of things going on. I know you guys have been doing, like, temperature checks at the door, but just can you tell us how the status of the school year has gone, especially at Roosevelt?
Sure. You know, nobody really knew what to expect this year. You know, it was going to be like unlike any other year that we've ever had in education. And, you know, there was a lot of anxiety, I think, building up to the school year on what it would look like. How would this virus spread in the schools? You know, what things could we do? You know, schools are built to be efficient, you know, so you know, class size is 20-25, you know, to try and get those down to space those classrooms, to space in the lunchroom. We faced a lot of challenges, I think, going into planning to keep everybody safe. I think the school district's plan was exceptional. I've heard from other districts that, you know, have kind of copied a lot of the things that we started doing mid-year because it's worked so well. You know, separating the kids before school and at lunchtime and giving an outside option. And luckily the weather's participated with us, but the kids and the staff have been phenomenal. And that's what's made this work. You know, I have been so impressed with the kids wearing the masks and done such a great job. We thought, you know, we're going to really be fighting this and trying to get the kids to comply with that. But I think the parents really taught their students or their children over the summer, and that was drilled into them because they have just come in and done a great job. And, you know, really the stress for our teachers is we've changed how they teach. And for the students, we changed how they learn. You know, we had to be ready to go remote at any possible time. So the technology, and our teachers are teaching remote students and on-site students and all using technology. And, you know, some of them may have not felt real comfortable with technology. Well, they just jumped right in, and it's been a really good year. With the masks are working. It's not spreading in the schools, and so the school year is going very, very well.
And that's good to hear. Of course, you guys had to come up with a remote learning plan back in March during spring break. You basically had a week to come up with something very, very quickly, and it sounded like that you guys were able to kind of get on the ball, got it done, and were at least able to get through the rest of last school year and then take a quick breath during the summer and put together a very tight, comprehensive plan for this school year. But again, that last year, you guys put it together on the fly, and it seemed to do very, very well.
It did. I think we were set up very well. Coffeyville is a very progressive school district, and so, you know, we utilize technology a lot. We've been one-to-one at the secondary level with laptops for, I think, the last 8-9 years. So we were set up very well. Our teachers utilized technology. We got really good teachers, and that makes us that makes those plans work. You know,
absolutely.
It's the people in the trenches doing the job, and we got really supportive parents here in Coffeyville, and they understand the challenges the school faces right now, and everybody has just been fantastic. And I think that's the success we've had is just everybody, you know, understanding we're in a tough situation and making the best of it.
Well, you were telling me off air coming up, of course, the Thanksgiving break is coming up. Is that going to be the end of school for in classes, or it'll be just remote all the way for the rest of the of this first part of the school year?
Great. There's a lot of questions about that. So the state, you know, when we were planning, as you mentioned, over the summer, the state came out with recommendations. And one of the recommendations, and most of the colleges are doing this as well, is that schools be remote through the holidays. You know, we know when Thanksgiving happens, people are going to, you know, go visit family, and everybody's going to be traveling, and everybody's going to be around a lot of people eating without a mask on. And so they worry about the spread, and it's really spiking, you know, around the neighboring communities and here too. So secondary schools will be remote from November 25th to January 11th. So that's 7th through 12th grades will be remote. Pre-K and elementary will be on site during those dates. And there's many factors for that. You know, at our elementary and preschool, they're self-contained. So their exposure to staff and students is very small. They're in the same classroom. At secondary, they have 8 teachers. So, you know, as we've looked at contact tracing and those type of things, and most of our cases have been at the secondary level. So, you know, middle school kids are going to be social on the weekends. They're going to be out and about. And so it's much more rampant at the secondary level. So, and our middle school and high school, as we mentioned, has been one-to-one for a long time. We feel like the instruction, they can be self-directed learners. They can attend the Zoom classes. They can handle the online learning, where the elementary and preschool is probably not as much.
And like you said, in with pre-K through 5, it's self-contained. They're in that same class all day, so like lunches and stuff can be brought to them instead of them having to go get it. But of course, with middle and high school, they trade classes throughout the day, so that can cause that issue. And one of the things, I've talked to Dr. Correll about this, one of the things you guys have instituted is, instead of just everybody jumbling together and walking together when you're changing class, that you guys have set it up to where you're to walk on the right side of the hall, correct?
Right.
That way, basically, kind of like you're driving on a 2-lane road where traffic is just going one way each direction.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that there's been a lot of things that the procedures that we've put in that I've really liked, you know, that we let the kids carry backpacks. They don't go to their lockers now. And so by the time the warning bell rings, our hallways are clear. The kids, you know, get out, they go straight to class, and, you know, they're putting Germex on between every class. We're cleaning the desks between every class period. So a lot of things in place. And the kids have just done so well with it.
And it sounds like they have done a great job, and the cases hopefully have been kept low. And you guys now also have the rapid test kits now, just in case a kid comes in, they may have a high temperature, maybe another symptom. You guys have those rapid tests now that where you can check them within and find out within about 15 to 20 minutes if they have COVID-19, correct?
So, you know, we have clinics in both sides of our schools, and I believe the clinics now have the rapid tests. So I think that's going to be a game changer. You know, I mean, that's really going to help us identify quickly any kid that that might be positive and limit that spread. So having those clinics in the schools, which is, you know, people come from all over the state to see that, because we think that's the future of education, and we're just so lucky to have that benefit here in Coffeyville and work so closely with them, but with CHC. But yeah, that's going to be really, I think, a game changer for us to limit the spread and identify it early.
Absolutely, and have a parent come pick them up and make sure they don't spread it throughout the school. Also, we have a couple of activities still going on, though, at the schools.
Yeah, it's been a really good year. The activities have gone better than expected, and it's been fun. At Roosevelt, we have a outstanding 8th grade group of boys. They last year, 7th graders, they went undefeated in football and basketball, which was a pretty impressive feat. And this year, they went undefeated in football right up to the last game. We lost to Pittsburgh by 2 in a really exciting game. But they're fun to watch. You know, we made it through the fall season without really missing any games due to, you know, quarantines or positive cases. But, you know, the winter sports will be a little more challenging. You know, wrestling and basketball are off and running. You know, we're not sure how those are going to go. We're working on that, and we'll be moving towards more of a ticket system in the indoors now that we have fans indoors and those type of things to kind of limit the capacity. And most of the SEK is going, if not all, I think, is going to that. You know, it's a little bit more challenging with the contact sports being indoors, and now with the winter sports. So we'll just have to kind of see how that goes, and we're doing all we can to try and make sure we're keeping everybody safe on that.
Are you going for like maybe like for like basketball games and maybe gym duels, like a half capacity for the gym, and then the visitors get a small amount of tickets while the home fans get the majority of the tickets?
Yes, that it'll be something similar to that. You know, probably 4 tickets per kid is what we're looking at doing, and we're going to start that with the middle school. Our girls' basketball season is already up and going, so it'll be a good kind of measuring stick on how we do these procedures before we get to high school, where we're going to have big crowds, you know, more capacity crowds in our gym, so to have a figure out how we can do that. But hopefully, you know, everybody wears a mask and social distances. We got a great big gym, so there's plenty of room to spread out, and that's the things we're looking for from the community and the fans and the parents, is just, you know, following those guidelines when you attend activities, which will be really, you know, that will help us being able to keep kids and activities and fans in the stands and being able to see your kids play and doing all those things. And we're also doing a lot of live streaming, which we've gotten a lot of great feedback on, and I think the community and parents enjoy that.
And for people who are maybe wanting to watch those events on live stream, how can they find that?
Coffeyville Athletics Twitter site always posts it. On our social media, we push a lot of that out. So follow the Coffeyville Public Schools on social media, and there's a lot of different links, and we share a lot of stuff out like that. So it's through a YouTube link that our athletic director pushes out. So and it's really great to watch. I watched some Friday night football games at home in the recliner, and it's really good coverage. You know, we can link into you guys a little bit and hear you guys call the game. Right. It's even better.
All right. Well, again, we love providing that audio for you guys, and we love covering you throughout the year. All right. Well, sir, again, I appreciate you coming in today. Lots of great stuff going on over there at the schools. And if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you or the district?
Yeah. So at the middle school, our phone number is 252-6420. You can call up there. Your email's on our website's got a great source of information if you'd rather email or phone call or whatever the case may be. There's, and like I mentioned, our social media, we answer those as well as people message or comment on there. So we try and over communicate as best we can, and please reach out if you have any questions.
All right. That's a principal of Roosevelt Middle School, Jeff Pegues. We appreciate you coming in today, and we hope you have a fantastic day and a great weekend that is coming up.
You do the same. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.